What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today is Tuesday. Do you know what Tuesday means? Today, Tuesday, February the 11th. Today, what are we talking about, John? This is Teach Me Tuesday, and this is where you all can come. You can learn a tangible skill that you can apply, and you can see fruit for your life and for your business. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get ready to get into today's show. We have a great show lined up for you. But before we get started any further, we got to bring out Producer Britt. Producer Britt, come on out of here. Come on out of here. Hey. Come on outside. What up, Producer Britt?
What's up, y'all? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, but it's still Black History Month. Happy Black History Month, Producer Britt.
Happy Black History Month every day, every day.
Hey. Hey, that's what it's all about. So I want to go ahead and share my Black History fact because I'm excited about it. Okay. Right. So we all have been in the elevator before. Mm-hmm. And one of those things that I never necessarily thought about was who came up with the elevator going to the floor, knowing that it's on the floor, opening up those doors. Ah. Who can we thank for that? Producer Britt. We can thank Alexander Miles for that. This is a Black man. This is a brother. He is the one who is responsible for creating that protection in place. Why is okay. that important? Because we don't have to do like them elevators in New York where you got to pull it open or pull it closed, mm-hmm. but we can be protected inside the elevator. So thank you, Mr. Alexander Miles.
All right, thank Alexander Miles. I did not know that. So thank you for bringing that to the show. That's great.
You learn something new every day. What you got over there? I know you got something good.
I got some stuff. It gets more exciting throughout the week. Okay, well, I'll start with my Black History facts. So today, February 11th, 1990, the one and only Nelson Mandela was released from the South African prison where he was detained for 27 years as a political prisoner. So he was released today in 1990, and yeah, that is my Black History fact. Yes. Applause.
We love Nelson Mandela because that brother there put in some time for the greater good. So
I mean, 27 years. I mean, yeah.
That's a lifetime. Yeah. That's a lifetime right there.
And do you know about the, like, when people say, like, the Mandela effect? Because you really think that he...
Talk about it.
I thought he died a long time ago. But he got released from prison in 1990. I was born in 93, and he was still alive. I don't know what year. I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't know what year he died. But people think... It's like this thing that's always on the internet. But people think he died later or earlier than he really died. And it's crazy. So like when people say like the Mandela effect, mm-hmm. it's because of that. Yeah.
That's what impact looks like. You know what I'm saying? That's what it looks like when you're out here making an impact and really just moving things forward, the culture forward. So shout out to Nelson Mandela for, you know, just being Nelson Mandela.
Pushing us forward, right? For sure.
Yeah. Just moving us forward. Yeah. Now Producer Britt,
okay,
I'm gonna let you take it now.
Get into what I saw scrolling. The first thing, I'm gonna just keep going with the Super Bowl here since it was just 2 days ago. Well, you sent me this, but did you scroll through and look at these watches, how expensive they are?
I saw the first one. But after I looked at the first one, I was like, wait, I gotta wait. I gotta wait for this because I wanna have an honest reaction. So I didn't see the rest.
So Nelson Mandela, just an update. Nelson Mandela died December 5th, 2013. So I had graduated high school already, and he died 2 years later. And I'm pretty sure I thought he died forever ago. I mean, I just thought he did. But yeah, that's that thing they call the Mandela effect. Okay, so back to the watches. So we have... Barkley here. I'm sorry. We have Barkley here.
Saquon.
I didn't want to say his name wrong. So Saquon Barkley, his watch is worth 348 $100,000. So yeah, and that is a Jacob and Company watch, a solar zodiac watch. I mean, you see the detail in that. Look at it. Have you watched like a watch? Yeah, these watches
what in
are.
The world?
The world is in the watch. That's what's
happening. He got planets on his wrist.
Planets. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. 304. Okay. Okay. So next, we got the one and only 7-time Super Bowl winner. I won't say the richest, but Tom Brady. Did you see this thing?
What?
I don't know this how many crazy. Carats. It's another Jacob. Yellow sapphires. Okay, yellow sapphires. Tom Brady ticket price on that, $740,000. So, Our Apple Watches ain't doing enough. They not doing enough, okay? That's for sure. All right, and then we got Mustard. Okay, so we got Mustard. He had the AP on, okay, and then that was embellished with diamonds, and that was $120,000. I'm gonna ask you your favorite watch when we're done. I'm gonna ask you your favorite watch, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, and then we got Smooth Criminal Jalen Hurts here, okay? Because first of all, I did not know this man was 26 years old. So that is crazy. I did not know he was 26. And there's a lot of women right now that did not know Jalen Hurts was 26 years old. So if you're one of those ladies, put it in the chat. Okay. Okay. He has on a Patek Philippe. That's what the, yeah. So this is, you know, low ticket, you know, low on a ticket cost, you know, compared to the other ones. He's at $100,000, you know, he got somebody's salary on their arm, but it's $100,000. Very, you know, he's low key anyway, you know, it's not a lot going on here, but you know, it's nice. It's nice. It fits his style. Okay, and then we got the one and only, the best tennis player in the world ever, Serena. You know, she's a billionaire. So, I mean, spending $250,000, I mean, I don't think she's breaking the bank at all. So, that's $250,000 right there. And then, look at it. That's an AP as well. Yeah, I've seen like a watchmaking video, and those things are intense, very intense. And then we have Michael Strahan here, just your classic, not a classic Rolex, but a Rolex. And this is the Daytona Rainbow, and this will cost you $450,000.
Sheesh.
Yeah. It's time to get our money up. What Shador? It's time. The time. Yeah, it's the time. Yeah. Okay. I got two more here. We got Kevin Hart. He has a I don't know what kind of watch this one is. A Piguet? Okay. He has that on. That's nice inside.
That is.
That's nice. Okay, that might be one of my favorites because it's subtle. You know, it's like I got money, but you know, this is a $500,000 right here. This $520,000. And you know, it takes years for these watches to be made. And I mean, if you're a real collector, like most, you know, celebrity men are, they have the money to spend, and they gonna buy them watches. They are gonna buy them watches. Jay-Z, the wow. One and only Jay-Z. He has the Richard Mille on. All right. Holding up the rock sign or whatever. So I love you in sign language, whatever you feel. But that is $3.5 million on his arm. So it's kind of, it's one of those, you know, you can't touch me type thing. Don't come next to me. Like, we ain't in the same tax, nothing. We have nothing in common. I got $3 million on four. You can just round it up to four. You know, as black people, we like to round up. You know, so 3.5, that's $4 million.
Jesus.
I know. I know. I got one more right here. Messi, a great, great soccer player. 18 karat gold, yellow Daytona Rolex. Very pretty, very nice, classy. You know, classic. 300,000. 300,000.
Okay.
All right. So who's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
Man, my favorite honestly would honestly be the Messi watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because
classic gold.
Yeah, it's classic. It's subtle. It's still worth 300,000. But at the same time, I mean, you know, it's not too flashy. It's not saying, "Hey, I got money." It's just saying, "I'm here."
Uh-huh.
And you see me.
And you see me.
Which one you taking out of all the watches? Which one would you take, or which one maybe would you give to a guy?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's, I don't even know if that counts as a gift.
Okay, probably Kevin Hart's, because this is nice.
Okay.
Yeah. If I had an extra 500, you know, extra 600K, you know?
An extra 520K.
If I had an extra 600, because you got to pay taxes on that thing. So if I had an extra 600, 700,000, you know, cool, get you one. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that would be the one that I would gift. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So one more Super Bowl story. So Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show has broken the record for most watched halftime show in history, reported at 133.5 million.
That's a lot of eyes.
That's a lot of eyes. And like I said yesterday, the first black rapper to do the halftime show. Yeah.
Good job, Kendrick.
Did he prove his point? Did he get everything right? He proved his point.
I mean, I think he proved his point. I think he stood on business, stood for something, and still didn't compromise who he is. So I think he still wins at the end of the day. He the biggest winner. Yeah.
Next. So you know Trump changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. You know that was real. Did you know that?
No, this is new.
Okay. Okay, I got a clip for y'all. Okay, I got a clip. Okay, here we go. Sorry.
To be appropriate. And we're flying right over it right now. So we thought this would be appropriate. Even bigger than the Super Bowl.
So they're going to the Super Bowl right now.
And almost everybody now has assented to that.
Engine on board. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please direct your attention
out the right side of the aircraft. Air Force One is currently in
international
waters. For the first time in history,
flying over the recently renamed Gulf of America. Please enjoy the flight, and we are now about to head westbound.
Gulf of America is insane.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't even make
Gulf
that
of
like
America
that.
Is insane.
Mm. Okay, my man said I'm here, and
No, I said finish your thought.
This is like one of those things when you get like a new coach or you start like working a new job, and somebody comes and starts changing everything just so that you know that they're serious and they want to change some stuff.
Right.
I'm getting that vibe right now. I'm getting that frequency right now. Okay.
Yeah, because the Gulf of America don't even sound right, but. I'm glad I got to go to the Gulf of Mexico before it turned into the Gulf of Mexico. So I'm glad I got to experience that. Maybe I'll have to go back to the Gulf of America. Is anything different? I don't know.
Maybe. I hope it's still the same experience for you. Yeah.
All right. Give you a little sports news right here. So, you know, Nico, the one that, you know, everybody's not liking right now from the Mavs. So the Mavericks intentionally have not been showing fans on the Jumbotron. They haven't been panning to them because all they're protesting and their nerves are bad right now. Okay. They don't like Nico. So this Mavericks fan got hit with the Jumbotron, last night. Little Whitney Houston. So he said, fire Nico. So he said, fire Nico. So So
that's hilarious.
He got to stay most of the game, but they did escort him out, and he did not get to watch the rest of the game. So, yeah.
Hey, standing on business. That's what standing on business really look like. When you buy a ticket and then you let the people know how you really feel. Because I paid to be here, so I'm gonna let y'all know what I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know Doug Christie.
Of course.
And I know Doug Christie. That's funny. I know Doug Christie because of Basketball Wives, because his wife Jackie is on there. And that's the only way that I know him, to be honest. But everyone thinks Max Christie is his son. So Clay was in the
Christie song yeah. for like years. But I'll clarify that with him. They're not related. But same measurables, you know, 6'6" off guard. So, I mean, I've been incredibly impressed with Max. What a great addition. I mean, I've had great success with Michigan State guys in my career, and he's just another one. They come in, they know how to defend. They are team players, and he has such a bright future in this league.
You know if you shoot like that?
I did not, but he has a beautiful jump shot, great arc on the ball, backspin, and can't leave him open. He's been a pleasant surprise, and I'm excited to share a floor with him for the rest of the season.
So, you know, that's some high praise coming from the one and only Klay Thompson. So, you know, he said he got a good shot. So
That's true.
And my last thing I'll leave you with is the beautiful Brandy. Today's her birthday. So, you know, happy birthday, Brandy.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Moesha.
Happy birthday, Moesha.
Happy birthday, Cinderella. She got so many things.
Cinderella. Classic.
Yes.
Can't take that away from her.
I agree. All right. Well, guys, we are going to get into a commercial break right now. And when we come back, Jonathan is going to do his Teach Me Tuesday segment. And he's going to teach you how to set up a podcast.
An exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right. So now what I want you to understand is after we fill in that information, right? After we fill in the title of the show, the description, our creator name, our host name, then we'll just hit that next button. And then it gives us the opportunity to where we can upload an image. You say, John, why do I want to upload an image? The reason you want to upload an image is because you want to make sure that people see your billboard for your podcast. That's what your podcast cover art is. So it's a square image, boom, right? 1080 by 1080. And when you make it to those dimensions, then you can put a picture of your face and then you can put the title in there, The Big Business Podcast, right? So now every time people see The Big Business Podcast with Jonathan's face on it, with Brittany's face on it, with Lamont's face on it, now they're gonna say, oh, I'm gonna associate that person with business. Let's keep on going, okay? So then we will move past that after we upload the image. And then the next stage that we have for us is, now this is the opportunity to where you wanna begin to think, So I have my podcast cover art. I have my description. Check, check, check. Then you say, well, John, what's next? Well, of course, well, and on the Spotify platform, they require you to verify your email address. Why do we want to do that? We want to be updated any time our podcast goes live. We want to be updated to where we can log in and get our analytics to check our listens and check our downloads and different things like that. So you do that typical verification process. You just literally type got it, because they give you a chance to where they send you an email. You just type got it. They'll verify you. You'll continue to move on. And then the last thing is you publish an episode. To the bottom right hand side, there's a purple button that says add an episode, right? So you hit that button, and then the audio that you've had before, or even if you said, John, I haven't recorded any audio just yet. Well, now, if you've already created the cover art, type the description up, now this gives you a frame of reference for how you can talk about the description in the first episode of your show. And I would even encourage you to grab your phone and then to record it as a voice memo. Hey, what's going on, guys? This is the Big Business Podcast with Jonathan Jones. And on this show, you will learn business strategies and marketing strategies to help further your business and further your goals. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday. See you next time. Boop. So now you have that audio recording. Next thing is you just upload it to the Spotify platform. So you go to select the file, and then you go ahead and get down to that audio. We open it up. Takes a little second to load, right? Depending on how long it is. If it's 1 minute to like 5 minutes, might could take anywhere between 1 to 2 minutes. If it's like 60 minutes, 30 minutes, you should have to give it a little bit of time, all right? And then what they give you the opportunity to do is then just describe the episode, put a title on it, and then put a description. After we do that, we hit that handy dandy next button. Well, mine was a little bit longer than 30 minutes, because I just took the audio from our recording last night. So it's still loading up. Ultimately, you hit the next button. They're going to give you a verification page. You look at everything, make sure it's to your liking, and then you publish it. And congratulations. Now you are officially a podcaster. So I just want to do a quick recap. So there's a few things you want to make sure you have. You want to make sure that you have the name for your podcast, a brief description on your podcast. And then after that, the next thing that we want to do is we want to have the audio. Okay. So be sure to upload that, verify everything, and then publish that puppy. And friends, that right there is how you start your podcast on Spotify. And this is beneficial for you because it now allows you to further your marketing, expand those efforts to where you can go literally all across the country without even leaving your home. That's been Teach Me Tuesday, and I appreciate you all taking the time to rock with us tonight. And be sure, if you have not hit that subscribe button on YouTube, be sure to go to Speak Your Success Media on our YouTube channel and smash that subscribe button. But right now, we're gonna go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we will be coming back with Ask Jonathan. And this is my favorite segment. Don't touch that dial. See you in a minute. Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started. All right, family. All right. Thanks so much for rocking with us, hanging out with us tonight on this Teach Me Tuesday. We'll be back. We'll be back this Thursday, coming back with some more Speak Your Success, ultimately. And we are going to really be diving in, giving you more of the tools that you can use to really help you become successful. All right. So I'm Jonathan Jones. That's producer Britt. And remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?